My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Tony Rock, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Come on, man.
Man, shout out, Tony. You solo?
It's cheaper that way, bro.
Yo, my man.
Cheaper that way. I only need the entourage when I'm gonna spend a lot of money.
Yo, Tony.
My man was like, I'm going to Sacramento. I don't need it.
Yo, nobody came. No, everybody in LA like, nah, we got you when you come back. I'm in San Fran Sunday. They're like, yo, we see you Sunday. I'm like, oh man.
Yo, I've told Damien this so many times. I saw you out here in Sacramento 3-4 years ago or whatever, and I went. It's Tony Rock. I didn't really know what to expect.
Tony Rock
or whatever.
I don't expect much.
This dude is so funny.
Appreciate that.
So funny. I was dying laughing.
Appreciate that
the
man.
Entire time, man. And like I said, I didn't really know what to expect, but man, you delivered.
Basically, you had low expectations.
And well, I
exceeded those low expectations.
So the funny thing about that is, like, with me, and sometimes, like, maybe I'm not the best guy to, like, critique a comedian or something like that, because in some ways it's like, man, you're trying to get me to laugh. Like, I know what you're saying, like, isn't, like, I don't know if it's that funny. You're trying to tell me a joke. So I'm always a little jaded. But, man, I laughed the entire time at this dude's show, man. The way he tells stories, the way he talked. One of the things he kept doing, and this wasn't even, like, part of the shtick. I think you really got it wrong. And you kept calling it Rancho Cordovo.
Oh, yeah.
And then an hour in, people were like, it's Cordova. He's like, yeah, I've been saying it wrong the whole time. You ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
but it was hilarious.
Tony up there like, I had spinach in my teeth and no one told me. That was at Tommy T's?
Yes.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was good times though, man. Yeah. Hilarious.
Shout out to Tommy T's, man. Good club.
KC talking about doing comedy where someone's like trying to make you laugh. Like, what is your, like, I'm always so fascinated by, like, what is your writing process? Like, how do you put this stuff together?
Well, he touched on something that I talked about with a friend of mine the other day. One of the misconceptions about stand-up comedy is people sitting in the audience think that we're saying stuff that they think is funny.
Hmm.
We're not. Mm-hmm. We're saying stuff that we think is funny.
Mm-hmm.
And if you laugh, that means you agree.
That sounds like this show.
And when you look at it that way, you have one person to win over as opposed to 300 people.
Yeah.
300 people have 300 different opinions.
Yeah.
If you write stuff you think is funny, it's just you.
I never even thought
of it. If they laugh, okay, you agree with what I said.
Right.
Have you written something like, yo, this is fire. This is just, and you laugh, you thought it was the one, and you just stood on stage and no one reacted? Like,
I've written bits and I'm like, I'm going to tell this right now. Like, I'm in the house writing. I got to go tell this right now. Get on stage. All right. Wrote this earlier today. Here we go. Roll out. Crickets. Maybe it was funny on the couch. I don't know. Maybe the couch made it funny. I don't know.
Yeah, man. Nah, I never thought about it that way too, though, right? And I think that helps with how a comedian like yourself delivers the story. Because if you think it's funny and like you think it's hilarious, you're going to – sometimes we talked about this watching Martin. Sometimes it's not even what is being said. It's how the delivery is, how the person who's delivering the skit or delivering the joke is just like tickled by it or whatever the case may be. And I don't know if it's subconscious or what, it makes it that because much more funny to everybody else.
So if a person seems like they're enjoying something, just watching them enjoy it makes you go, hey, that's kind of, I'm kind of rocking with that now.
Yeah.
You know, they start laughing and telling the story. And then he said, I was like, you get into that story mode and now you're traveling on the journey with them of the story. You know what I mean?
How have you adapted? You've been doing this for a long time.
A long time.
How have you adapted over the year? Because now, like, you open TikTok, Instagram, you see these reels of, like, jokes now are on the internet. Yeah. And you're still trying to get people to come see you, but you got to get your brand out there in front of a big audience. Like, how do you navigate that stuff?
So for the social media stuff, what I try to do, me personally, I put the riffs, the crowd work, the improvs on social media. Mm. So I'm not really wasting a lot of material trying to get it on social media. I got a post on TikTok, like my fourth or fifth post, 2.1 million views, just on a riff in the audience.
Wow.
This guy said something, wait, you said what? Recorded it, 2 million views. Mm. Posted something 2 days ago, I think it's at 50,000 now. Mm. And it's just an interaction, like, what'd you say, sweetheart? Oh, what's your name? Oh, okay, you guys a couple? Mm. Two girls, y'all a couple? No, it's my cousin. Oh, I thought y'all was, my bad. Just to play around on social media. I do that, so I'm not writing a bit and putting it right on social media because a bit has to develop.
Yeah.
You could write it, do it that first week, and it hits hard, and then you look back at it like, okay, I could tweak it here, tweak it there, fix it here, and it becomes bigger and bigger. So I don't like to put material on social media right away because I know that bit can change into something else later on. Mm. You know what I mean?
You know, I just thought about something. We're doing this all wrong. We got a comedian in the house. We need to get some cognac. You need to tell us about them Diddy parties. That's how we going viral. Let's get the comedian in here. Tell us about the Diddy parties.
I was at a Diddy party once when Ciroc had just dropped, and they served Ciroc and lemonade. I think it was a Labor Day party or a July 4th party. Mm. I'm not exactly sure. And it was called the Diddy. He was like, on the stage, like, make sure you try the Diddy. Try the Diddy. It's like the new drink. It's called Diddy. Insane. It was Ciroc and lemonade. It was Ciroc and lemonade, and it was called the Diddy. And the party was live. Now, granted, the party was outside of this, palatial estate. We were outside. His friends and people were inside doing anything. So we never got to,
You didn't go to the party.
I was outside where the girls were in bikinis and bathing suits and swimming around and drinking and eating, but I don't know what was going on in the house. Disclaimer. You have to give
so
a
don't call Tony to testify.
You have to give a disclaimer now when you talk about a Diddy party. Disclaimer. I never went inside.
Don't call Tony to testify.
But I joke because obviously, 2024.
Wait, did you say my mic is muted?
No, you're good.
No, you're good.
Okay. That's
the whole time people are like, I just see Tony going like this.
But I joke because it was a playoff of, Club Shay Shay, and he getting these comedians there, and the comedians have been going, they've been going crazy in 2024.
I had no idea it was that many beefs in comedy. I know comics don't get along. I know that.
Cat Williams damn near burned the whole country down.
Cat Williams, who else went on?
Marlon was just
Monique,
on there. Marlon.
Monique
was the follow-up to Cat,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Marlon was on here this past week.
He don't got no beef with nobody.
Nah. Well, he was talking like industry talk. Living Color and all that.
That story he told about Pops, John Witherspoon, was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
They said he said the Wayans brothers was supposed to be on NBC, and NBC told them, "Hey, we love this. We're all about it. But your dad's. They said he's too ghetto. Like you, John. He can't. We have to recast the dad." And they're like,
"They wanted a white. They wanted a white dad.
Well, it's NBC. So
that's why the song was like that. We're brothers and we're love. They wanted that guy.
Different strokes too.
And Marlon said, we're not recasting him. You said, well, you either recast him or there's no show. And they left. Mm. And that's where the show became the launching point for, what was it, CW or?
WB.
It wasn't the launching point. It was
one of the original shows.
But they're launching, the original shows were super trash to launch that.
Homeboys and Out of Space.
Homeboys
and
Out of Space.
Oh, my God. Leave them out of this.
It was some bad stuff.
Have you ever done a show you look back? God damn.
I did one show in my entire career one time in my career I did something for the check, and I regretted it to this day. And that was a learning lesson to never do anything for the check. Because I could just go on the road and have all the fun and make all the money. Mm-hmm. So I did a show, short-lived, it was called The Tony Rock Project. It only became The Tony Rock Project because I threatened to walk away several times. And they upped the money. And then they said, you can put your name on it. Then they upped the money again. So like three times they came back with something new. Mm. And I said, all right, let's do it. Mm. And it ended up not being what I wanted it to be. And then my name was on it, which made it even hurt more when it was canceled and didn't come out the way I wanted it to. Yeah. But I did it for the check, and I regret that to this day.
Was it hard to bounce back from, or was it more?
No, just, you know why? Because nobody saw it.
Well, okay.
It wasn't even a detriment because it was like, what show? You had a bad show? We didn't even know you had a bad show. That's how bad the show was.
I ain't going to lie to you. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had a
I
bad
wanted to
show.
Do
get the scrub
a very
from Wikipedia.
Edgy,
no one will ever know.
Yeah, I wanted to do a very edgy, race-based sketch comedy show. Now. I wanted to do Chappelle's show and try to push that even further.
Mm. Wow.
And some of the skits I came up with, I pitched to them, and they, oh, yeah, we love it. Yeah, oh, my. I had one where it was like a focus group, but it was kids. You know how little kids are so honest. Mm. Which one's better, the black doll or the white doll? Mm-hmm. And little kids like, oh, the white doll's better and the black doll's bad. Okay, so you eat the paint, the white paint, and we'll give the black girl the chocolate pudding because black is bad, right? And then the little kids eating paint, white paint, when the black girl's eating pudding, like, oh, black ain't that bad. And the people I pitched it to are like, oh, that's great, we love it. But then when the network was like, hell no, we can't do nothing like that. We can't do that. Which one's better, the black or the white? And every time they pick the white, okay, well, you eat the mayonnaise and the little black girl will have the
ice
chocolate
cream.
Chip cookies, you know, because the chocolate cookies, because the black is bad, right? And like, are you out of your mind? You know, the thunderstorm that will come down. I need a piece of tissue because it's cold in here. And my nose is starting to run.
We'll get you one. We'll get you one. Go ahead. Keep going.
But so I gotta ask you. I don't know. I'm assuming you get this question a lot, but I gotta
I get
ask
every
you because
question
it's one of my favorite shows of all time, man. Everybody Hates Chris.
Yes, we just started the cartoon.
I can't wait.
We just started.
I can't
the cartoon.
Wait. That show. Hilarious. So
I literally just started the cartoon. I did my voiceover like 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah. I can't wait for it. When I heard the cartoon was gone, it's perfect, too. It's perfect.
Yeah.
But like how...
And we can push the envelope a little further with cartoons.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But obviously it's TV, it's a show, whatever. But like how much of that was like kind of authentic to your guys' experience?
Very, very. My father was that cheap. My mother was that serious about everything. The only difference with the show was you can't put all the siblings on a sitcom because then you got to pay... All the sitcom, all of the siblings. You got to write for them. You got to feed them. You got to have wardrobe for them. So it would have got super expensive to have all of us on it.
Yeah, no, I love that show. Was the unintentionally racist teacher? Was she real too?
Yeah, yes. We went to an all white public school, and they were just super like casually racist. They did. Oh well, you can't do that. You're black. Like, oh wow, wait, what? Like. The teacher just really said that.
What she said, I know you didn't do your homework last night because all the gunshots. It's okay.
Yeah, we literally really had teachers like that.
How much of what you do on stage, on screen, pitch, is based on your reality? It's based on stuff you've lived and been through.
Bruh, the way we grew up, where we grew up, how we grew up, we always used to say, this is a show.
Mm-hmm.
Just our interactions with each other. I still say to this day, I tell my brothers every year, and they're like, you say that every year. I'm like, I'm telling y'all, I'm going to do this one year. I'm going to set cameras up in the house and not tell anybody and record Thanksgiving. I'm telling you, we're going to break the internet. It's the funniest dinner you've ever seen in your life. There's never been a funnier dinner than a rock Thanksgiving.
I'd watch. I know that much.
I'm going to put cameras in the house, not tell anybody, hide them so everybody's just talking.
Just live streaming
naturally.
The whole thing.
You're going to pay a fee to watch us have Thanksgiving. Because the drunker and the more people start coming and the itis kicks in and now we start talking about, oh, remember back in the day when this happened? And no, you got the story wrong and I'll tell it this way. And then the snapping starts between siblings. We're going to break the internet, bro.
You know what I think is real dope as well about yourself is you've carved out your own lane, in my opinion, to be Tony Rock, the comedian.
Yes.
You're not Chris's brother. Like, you're Tony Rock. And I think that's dope. I mean, Chris is one of the great comedians of all time, and I know it was probably a struggle to, like, branch out on your own, but you've done it. Like,
I definitely think it's dope, too.
Yeah.
Because when I started out going on the road, literally my flyers, my posters – I should have saved some of them just for nostalgia. Appearing this week, Tony Rock, Chris Rock's brother.
Mm.
That was my credit. Mm.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend.
My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My credit was my sibling. Mm. I had no TV show, I hadn't done nothing. Yeah. I was just a guy that was just got in the game, and they were like, okay, we can sell some tickets if we use this. Mm. So they bumped me up to headliner very early in my career before I had the material to do the time. Mm-hmm. But they were betting on Chris Rock's brother. And comedy club owners don't care about the art form of stand-up. They care about asses in the seats. Mm-hmm. So if they say, yo, Chris Rock's brother, and it's a 2-drink minimum, oh, let's bet on it. Mm-hmm. You know? So to say that I carved out my own niche, I really appreciate that. Because yeah. I worked really hard to be, every year we would take stock of like how far along we've come, like me and my team. And every year we'd say, okay, what's the numbers this year? How much more are you Chris Rock's brother opposed compared to Tony Rock? So like year 5, it was like, yo, I'm 80% Chris Rock's brother, 20% Tony Rock.
Yeah.
Then 2 years later, I'd be like, yo, I think I'm like 60% Chris Rock's brother, 40% Tony Rock. Mm. Now, every year we're like, okay, what's the numbers now? And I'm like, man, we like 95 yeah, Tony Rock,
yeah, straight
5%
up.
Chris Rock's brother.
Straight up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is the third time I've gotten the opportunity to talk to you. In your passes through Sacramento, and I've never asked you about your brother before, because I always kind of feel that that discredits what you do. And you talked about, you know, the progressions of being right. You know, now I'm 95%. How much did that change? Because you talk about viral and 2 million views. How much did that change after the Oscars? Because you've got videos, you talk about 2 million views. I've seen videos with you.
Oh
talking
yeah,
about
that might have been 20 million
views. Tony Rock talking about the Oscars.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna address everything you just said. So I don't look at it as a discredit to me. I look at it as a credit to my brother. When people say like, "Yo, it's Chris Rock's brother," mm-hmm. I never looked at it as a bad thing. I'm like, that's a testament to how dope he is, mm-hmm. because I am the closest person to him.
I got you.
There's nobody else that's this close to him other than me. Mm-hmm. I saw the mm-hmm. entire ride. Mm-hmm. I've been there for the entire ride. So when people say Chris Rock's brother, I'm like, oh, I get it, because it's a testament to how dope right. he is and what he means to that person. Right. Now, as far as the Oscars, in that instance, I was 100% Chris Rock's brother. I was 100% defending my brother, mm-hmm. taking my brother's side, taking all the smoke. He didn't. My brother doesn't really, you know, address the smoke like that, mm-hmm. but I'm for some smoke every once in a while.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to some smoke. I know sometimes it got to smoke. You know.
Did you see it live?
I did not. That's the crazy thing.
Okay.
The crazy thing is, and I know we passed, and people are like, why is he still talking about this? Because I was asked the question.
Yeah,
because
That's why.
Yeah. I don't watch the Oscars. Even my siblings know this. I don't watch the Oscars because I feel like every year, great black movies come out, mm-hmm. not every 10 years, not every 5 years, every year, great black movies come out that they don't even acknowledge. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to acknowledge your platform if you're not acknowledging something I like.
All right.
I'm in the house watching the NBA package. I'm jumping around like, oh, Cleveland's playing Milwaukee. Oh, next channel, Knicks are playing in Memphis. And, no. Oh, Lakers play late game. I'm in the house chilling, having a great time.
Yeah.
My phone start going crazy. We black people. You know when your phone start going crazy, somebody dead, somebody shot, somebody in jail. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, damn, I don't even want to answer this right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really bracing myself for the worst phone call ever. Like, man, I can't. And I was on the West Coast. All my family was on the East Coast. Man, I'm like, my mom, something about my mother, like something happened. Do I really want to take this phone call? And my youngest brother called, my baby brother. And I'm like, okay, I got to answer for him because he probably needs me to be strong for him. And I'm like, okay, here we go. And I answer the phone, yo, what's up? He says, was that real? What? Was that real?
Do all of you talk like that?
Was what real? You ain't see that? I'm like, yo, I'm in the house watching the game, bro. What you, man, I'm going to send you the video.
My man's like, I'm about to be sick.
I'm going to send you the video.
And all of a sudden, is that real?
Yo, so look. So now I'm like, wait, where's mommy? She's right here. I'm like, okay, okay, okay. Mommy's fine. Yeah, she's right here. I'm going to send you the clip. And then he sends me the clip. So I saw it maybe a half hour later after everybody else.
Wow.
And now I'm in L.A.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, now I got to put my sweatpants on and go find my brother. And I call his assistant. Like, yo, wait, I like, true story. I call his assistant. I call, like, he doesn't even answer the phone until like maybe the third or fourth time. I just keep calling. I keep calling. And he answers the phone like, Tone, okay, Tone, listen, I knew you were going to call. Chris said to tell you he's fine. And he'll say, he'll call you later. I'm like, nah, yo, where y'all at? I'm pulling up. Where y'all at? Right? Tell me where y'all at right now. Listen, Chris said that you were going to call and you were going to want to know where he was. He said to let you know he's good. He'll call you later. Nah, yo, where y'all at right now, bro? I'm pulling up right now. He said you were going to say that. He said you were going to be adamant about finding out where he was. I see, and his name is Brandon. I see, yo, Brandon, if you want to tell me where y'all at, the next time I see you,
it's a problem.
I'm effing you up.
Yeah.
Chris said you were going to say that. I can't tell you where we are. And then like 5 minutes later, my brother calls like, yo, I'm good. I'll come out and see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. All right, man.
Damn.
I just got to chill.
Man, crazy.
But I was hot. I was super hot. Everybody know that. That's not breaking news. Yeah. Everybody knows I was super hot.
Yeah.
How do you feel now?
To be honest with you,
yeah.
I was at my mother's house recently. I took my son to Brooklyn to see grandma, and we were at grandma's house. And Chris was in town with his daughters. His daughter had just came home from Paris. She graduated school in London, in Paris. And she was home to visit. He has two daughters. So the daughters were home to shop in New York and hang around and see their friends. And they heard that my son was in New York, so they were like, we want to go see the baby. Mm-hmm. My son's four. His kids are like 14 and 16. Mm-hmm. So like, we want to go see the baby. So I ended up at my mother's house with my son. He came to my mother's house with his two daughters. They're loving on my son. My brother Kenny pulls up. So the three of us are sitting there watching the NBA Finals. And it goes to commercial, and we're just talking. Three brothers just shooting the ish. And the commercial comes on for the Bad Boy movie. And mid-conversation, the three brothers are talking, and Chris does this and turns and looks at the TV. And he just looks at the TV, like that's the TV. He's just looking at the TV, watching the commercial. And the commercial goes off, and he goes, this mother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm watching him like how you're watching me. I'm watching him from across the room, like, and I'm looking at him, and I say to myself, like, I take my glasses off. I look at him, and I go, okay, he's not over it. So I'm not over it.
Understood.
He's not over it. I'm not over it. It's back up.
Right.
It's back up. He ain't over it. Okay, bet. Let's go.
And I can only imagine. I mean, I'm my only child, but I can only imagine.
To the death with your brothers, yeah, it's man.
Whatever. Like, that's it's how we ride.
People. All the dudes that think they tough, all the tough guys, yo, my day ones, right? Yo, that's my day one, my ride or die. Well, who your day one if it ain't your brother? Who's your day one? You can't have a day one in the streets if your brother ain't
that's
your
day
one.
That's your literal
day one. That's before day one because he was there before me.
Right.
So that's, I don't get it. Like, people don't, it ain't got nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with me. It's my brother.
Yeah.
I don't get that people don't get it.
Yeah.
But you can run around in the street and be like, yo, that's my day one, some cat you met when you were 7 years old.
Right.
But I can't say that's my day one. And I was born and he was standing right there.
Right.
Man. I don't get it.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Hey, Tony, I don't know, like, because we just started talking about everything. I don't even know if you know this is a sports show that you're on right now.
Oh, wow. So,
but, okay. but this how we do. This how we do. But I only say that to say I can't let you leave.
Steelers-Falcons this Sunday, baby. 1-0 for the Steelers, 0-1 for the Falcons.
Hey, you thought y'all was getting Brandon Ayuk, huh?
I really, really did.
You stayed home.
I was excited about it. Then when I was like, okay, it's not going to happen. And then when he wasn't traded, I thought, okay, Russell Wilson non-committal on his status for Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know about your boy.
I think Fields is going
to
start.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Who do you want to start?
He was watching.
Remember the year that the Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl and Trent Dilfer was their quarterback?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They basically said, listen, the defense is so good, just don't lose the game and we'll win it.
Mm.
And they won the Super Bowl.
Steelers got top five defense.
Yo, just don't lose the game, offense, and we'll win it. Defense will win it.
Mm.
Russell, Justin, I don't care who starts.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, just hold it down when y'all got the ball, and when we get back on the field, we will win the game.
Mm. That's going to be a good game.
Why the Steelers, though?
Thank you for asking. Because when I played Little League football, we wore black and yellow, and I thought it was a farm system for the Steelers. And I'm still waiting for the phone call. If they ever need me, I can go outside and warm the arm up in an hour and be ready to go.
You the QB?
I'm QB in it.
You might be ready before I'm Russ, QB based on what we saw.
I'm QB in it or I'm CB in it. I'm CB or I'm QB. Yes, I'm ready to go. Steelers forever.
All right. And I'm assuming it's Knicks forever, right?
Brooklyn Nets.
What did you make a – did you like – were you Knicks and then you moved to Brooklyn when the Nets
You know what? I'm really enjoying this show because now I get to tell all my allegiances to my sports teams because everybody's like, how'd that happen? Okay, so my favorite basketball player of all time, Magic Johnson.
Mm.
My two favorites, Magic Johnson and Pearl Washington. But a lot of people don't know who Pearl Washington is.
Mm-hmm.
I met Magic. I told him that. Yo, you and Pearl Washington, my favorite basketball
Magic player. Probably loved Pearl Washington.
And Magic was like, Magic said, man, you got to love Pearl with that killer crossover. Yeah, I said, damn, Magic know who I'm talking about. So Magic Johnson, my whole childhood, Lakers.
Mm.
Right? Magic leaves, unfortunate circumstances, team falls, still a Laker fan, Lakers forever, right?
Mm.
And the new regime comes in, Kobe and Shaq. Okay, this is the greatest thing ever. Kobe and Shaq.
I don't like this story, to be honest.
The Diesel.
You know you're in Sacramento.
The Diesel,
right?
My like, guy. Yeah. The Diesel, my guy. Right? Then they riff, they beef. Shaq gets sent off. Kobe stays. Okay. Then I see the video of them interrogating Kobe in the police precinct. And he says, I should have just paid off like Shaq does.
Oh, man.
And the man in me. Mm. The partner in me, the homie in me, the friend in me, the confidant, the brother was like, I can never root for this guy again in my life.
Mm.
I can't bring myself to be like, yeah, Kobe. Bruh, you never throw somebody under the bus like that. Never. I couldn't. So Shaq was in Miami. I'm like, I guess I'll rock with Miami now. And then I heard, hey, they're going to build a basketball stadium in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Well, my allegiance is to Brooklyn first and foremost.
Right.
Before any player.
Right, right.
That's my team.
So the funny thing is,
as bad as they're going to be this year, that's my team.
The funny thing is, like, I deal with
that sweet 18 wins this year. Yeah.
I deal with this thing because I don't know if you're familiar, but the Oakland A's are going to come to Sacramento for a time before they're supposedly moving to Vegas.
Oh, they're not going straight to Vegas?
No, they're
going
to be here for at least 4 years. Right?
Really?
They might stay here.
I thought it was 2 years.
The years keep going up by every month. Like they're like, ah.
No, I thought it was 2 years in Oakland, then straight to Vegas.
No, they coming here
next year.
They coming here
really?
Next year.
Where they going to play?
They got a spot in West Sac.
We got a nice little cozy spot in West Sacramento for them to play.
Get them 18 wins, baby.
But I say that saying, I'm a Giants fan. Like, I love the San Francisco Giants.
Okay.
I love them to death.
Right.
But major league team coming to my city. I'm born and raised in Sacramento.
Okay,
and it's
okay.
Like, I feel like I could never leave the Giants, but I can't not root for
under the circumstances, you can root for both.
Yeah.
I'm a Mets fan because the first baseball game I ever went to in my life, my dad took me and all my brothers to a Mets game on Father's Day.
Mm.
And just being there, and we sat in the last row. Like, behind us was outside. We were here and outside. And now I go every year with my son when the Dodgers play the Mets in L.A. me and my son go, and nobody sits in front of us. It's there us and the grass.
There we go. Yeah.
And I know my dad is looking down like, that's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah.
Hell
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Hell
like,
yeah.
we right here on the fence. Nobody sits in front of us. I they bring it. Our food to us. They bring us our ice cream. The Mets players are like, hey, here's a ball for your kid.
Yeah.
Like, we Mets forever.
I love that. Love
are me. You primarily on the West Coast now?
I'm wherever the money resides. wherever I need to be. Now, if my son, wherever my son is really, if my son's visiting grandma, I'm going home. When I leave here, I'll go to New York and get him.
Okay.
But he's in L.A. right now, so okay. when I leave here, I'll go to L.A.
Very good. Tony Rock at the Punchline. This
oh, yeah, weekend. And there's that.
Tony didn't stop by just to
yeah,
say hi.
Yeah, he was just like, yeah. I'm there, man. I got to pull up, man.
I stopped by to say 1-0 for the Steelers.
There you go.
0-1 for the Falcons.
Man, that's going
to
be a game.
I know it's Atlanta. It's going to be turned up all weekend, but y'all going to take this L.
That's going to be a game. I think Atlanta might be kind of good.
Kirk Cousins, yeah.
Yeah. They got talent. They got talent.
But the turn up before the game, and the, you know the players are partying all weekend leading up to well, the only player that's not partying this weekend is Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, Kirk.
Everybody else is like, yo, we outside until Sunday. So they'll all be hungover and tired, and we'll get this easy victory.
Two shows tonight, two shows Saturday, and that's it, right? No
yes,
Sunday
sir.
Show?
Yeah. Two shows tonight, two shows Saturday.
Still is a plan. Tonight. No shows on Sunday.
No shows on Sunday. No,
you got a game to watch.
I'm in San Francisco Sunday, but I'm going to leave. This is how crazy. I'm going to leave Saturday after the show, go straight to San Fran, so I can get up early, find a sports bar, and watch the game.
Are you wired when you get off of that second show?
Yes.
Like you, it's not like you. All right, I'm gonna go to the hotel and go to bed.
No,
like
no, no.
A 2-hour drive is no big deal.
Pre-show, I try to stay as calm as possible pre-show, because once I hit that stage, the energy is like it's like electricity.
Yeah,
and that lasts for like maybe an hour or two after the show.
Mm-hmm. Punchline Comedy Club, Tony Rock, man, this was a blast.
Appreciate you guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.